News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But something stands out, and it's not necessarily a good thing, Ciara. We have got artificial inflation again this year by the exam authorities to bring them into line with the record highs of previous year. It follows that direction from Norma Foley that this year's Leaving Cert cohort should be kept in line with the record highs of recent years. They're going to have to unpick this at some point. But just to give you an indication of the fallacy that we're going through at the moment, in 2019... 5.9% of students got H1s. Now, a H1, to those of us who grew up in a different system, is between 90 and 100%. That's rock and roll. You are top of your game if you're getting that.
Yeah, and 5% seems about right, doesn't it?
5%. Yeah. This year, it's 14.3% of students have gotten H1s. And I cannot help but think we are continuing to do a disservice to these young people who are going into third level education and all the challenges that brings, thinking they're the bee's knees. But they didn't get, they got COVID between 2020 and 2024. They didn't get some kind of super education that resulted in this. And I just feel that we're just doing them this disservice.
Well, we are doing them a disservice. And I'll tell you who else we're doing a disservice is the class of 2025, because apparently this is the last year of bumper grades and they are elevated. And you're very clearly putting it there that they went from H1s from sort of 5% to 14%. But on average, grades across the board are elevated by over 7%, which is a big chunk of change. It's almost 10%. So that's what we're looking at. And that's all very well and good. And you're keeping this year in line with last year and in line with the year before, et cetera, et cetera. But what about next year? What about next year when they start to cut away at those? And full disclosure, Jono, I have a student in the class of 2025. And what is going to happen to him and his cohort is that people from this year who decide, do you know what, I didn't quite get what I wanted because everybody, you know, there's a glut at the top. That's the other thing.
Everyone's getting high points.
That's the other thing that inflated grades do. They give it a glut at the top. So I didn't get what I wanted. I'll go on a gap year. I'll get a job in you know, somewhere or other for a year. And I'll put my hat back in the mix next year because I'm artificially elevated above next year's results. We do need to bear this in mind. They're able to put these things through a bell curve and adjust them. And that's what they have been doing to keep these grades up. They could have done this in 2020. They could have looked at the grades, the predicted grades that the teachers gave. And the teachers, in fairness to them, didn't want to give predicted grades.
But
they could have looked at them and said, these things are through the roof. We're going to put them all through an algorithm that keeps them in line with every other year, because you can't give this year a bump that you know, is so undeserved and so unreflective of anything real. We're not going to give them that bump. We'll just put them through the algorithm, keep it all in line, which would have been fair, by the way, to the class of 2019, some of whom would have deferred, some of whom would have also said, I'll come back in next year, not knowing that they were going to be like 10% behind the rest of them. So the inflated grades didn't need to happen. They have happened. They're going to be detrimental to the years coming ahead, and that's crazy. The other thing I would say, though, on the morning that is in it, for parents out there who are thinking,
because the kids are all asleep.
The kids are asleep. They are not listening to us. And even though we would like to have them as our listeners, we do not, because they are snoozing away. But for parents who are there and who are going, oh, Jesus, little Johnny and little Mary, they're not doing as well as I'd hoped. And I don't know what they're going to do. And they haven't a clue what they're doing with their lives. Can I just say, and I've done all right career-wise, but when I applied for my leave and
cert, you're on your fourth career at this point.
I could be 12th at this stage, but I'm still doing all right. The point of it is I tried to get into drama in Trinity before my leave and cert results. I was turned down at the interview. So then my father more or less strong-armed me into having dentistry as the top of my thing. Behind his back, I changed it to law because I didn't want to do dentistry. I got law in the first round of my leaving cert. That's what I did get. But I did a change of mind after the fact, which you could do back then, because I decided I didn't want to be a lawyer. Did commerce, hated commerce, went into medicine, did medicine, and now I'm a radio broadcaster.
You're not the poster child for,
education. What
here.
I am saying is, even if little Johnny and Mary haven't a rat's what they want to do, even if they don't exactly get set off on the right footing today or tomorrow or this year, there is more than one way to skin a cat in life.
And you as a dentist will be a terrifying prospect.
Actually. Oh, I would have been great. I would have been like the little Shop of Horrors. But anyway, the point that I'm making is life doesn't always go linear from A to B. If today doesn't go your way, and if it doesn't go your kid's way, and you're up the walls about it, just remember, lots of people go kind of slightly circuitous route in life and do very well out of it as well. It's grand.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear from you if you've got someone in your house this morning who is awaiting those Leaving Cert results. 53106 for a cost of 30 cent. 087 1400 106 if you want to get in contact by WhatsApp this morning. Carl O'Brien is the education editor with the Irish Times. Morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I mean, they are going to unbake this particular cake next year, but let's talk about the cohort in 2024. How well have they done?
Yeah, well, on the face of it, when students are opening their results at about 10 a.m., that's when they'll get them online. On the face of it, a lot of them will be delighted because, as you said, the grades have been artificially inflated this year. But like, what does that mean? Well, basically, every single exam result has been inflated by an average of about 7.5%. And that in turn has pushed about two-thirds, 68% of students' grades upwards. So if you thought you might have gotten, you know, the equivalent of a B or a H2, well, there's a good chance you might have got a H1. So the results will be higher, and students will see that this morning. And and of course, the reason for that is, as you said, that grades did soar during the pandemic, and the minister put in this direction that this year's grades will be no lower than previous years. So that's, you know, the good news, if you like. You know, the bad
news, one of the questions we'll have to ask her is are you going to do that next year? But the bad news is there is going to be a follow-on impact on that in a couple of weeks when the CAO comes out, isn't it?
It does. So the CAO results are out on Wednesday now, and we will see again that fierce competition for a lot of college places, particularly in these high-demand courses. And one of the problems is that, and higher education presidents will tell you this, that it becomes really difficult to differentiate between the top achievers because you have so many students getting maximum points. Well, then how do you pick between students on 625 points when they've all got that for these really high points courses like dentistry and so on? So that leads to random selection, which is a really cruel lottery to decide places for students who have really put everything in to their college courses. And it also means points are quite high, you know, across the board for many courses. It also is a disadvantage on students from the north, you know, because in the north, the grades are back to normal. They're pre-pandemic levels now, whereas in the south, we still have these inflated grades and they are baked into the system, and it's going to take a while to deflate them, if you like. So they are at a disadvantage. Okay. And then it also creates disadvantage for about 20,000 students or applicants who are in the mix for college places with Leaving Certs from previous years where they may not have been inflated to the same extent. So they're at a disadvantage. So that's it. But certainly for today, I think you will see champagne corks popping in a lot of households. People will be delighted and they'll be thrilled to see that they've actually achieved very impressive results.
All right. Okay, Carl, we'll be speaking with Norma Foley in the next hour. But for now, Carl O'Brien of the Irish Times. Thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.